Dr. Pinsky dictating a female at IME on Ada, A-D-A, Malave, M-A-L-A-V-E. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Malave as described in the report of 7-8-16. Appears she is now a 68-year-old woman who again reports she was injured working. Appears she did not relate the mechanism of injury or the body parts that may have been affected. Appears she did undergo unspecified surgery for this, but is no longer receiving any active treatment. Appears I have not been provided with any additional medical documentation to consider in this matter. Appears she confirms that she has not had any additional diagnostic testing or treatment since last seen here. Appears she continues to smoke one pack of cigarettes per day as she has for the last 40 years. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed ecchymosis on the right inner arm consistent with recent intravenous implantation and blood work. Period. There was healed portal scarring about the right shoulder and a 5-inch oblique open surgical scar. Appeared there was swelling of several finger joints, including Heberdine's nodules, such as those seen previously. Appeared motion of the left shoulder was filled with crepitus, but no tenderness. Appeared right shoulder motion was limited to 70 degrees of abduction and flexion, comma 15 degrees of adduction and extension, and external rotation to 50 degrees, all with tenderness, but no crepitus. Period internal rotation was full to 90 degrees. Period. And the muscle test was 4+/5. She resisted right hand grasp, but was otherwise 5/5. She was moderately tender to palpation about the right shoulder, but there was none on the left. Hands, wrists, elbows, normal shoulders. She did not want to participate with provocative maneuvers about the shoulders. Period extremities. Lower. Motion of the hips were full, but there was guarded right external rotation eliciting cervical complaints that are non-physiologic. Paired motion of the hips, knees, and ankles was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. The rest of that is normal, spine, cervical. Bilateral side bending was 40 degrees, comma, bilateral rotation 60 degrees, comma, flexion 30 degrees, and extension to 35 degrees. There was moderate tenderness palpation about the right trapezius and the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left or in the midline. The rest of that is normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She changed positions fluidly, was able to squat to 30 degrees, favoring the right side, complaining of severe cervical spine pain that is also non-physiologic. Period. She sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 70 degrees with tenderness. Paired right side bending was mildly limited to 20 degrees. Paired left side bending, bilateral rotation, and extension were accomplished fully without discomfort. The rest of that is normal. Impressions on 8/31/15, Ada Malave was injured at work, as noted in my prior report. Paired since that time, she denies receiving any interim treatment. Period, however, she applied for review of her award on 3/1/22. Period. She scratched out her current exam, found there to be decreased range of motion about the right shoulder. She did not wish to participate with provocative maneuvers about the shoulder. Period. There was mild weakness in right hand grasp. Period. There was no atrophy of the right upper extremity. Period. There were several finger joints swelling, consistent with underlying osteoarthritis, commensurate with her age. Period. There was decreased active range of motion about the cervical spine and lumbar spine. Paired she non-physiologically complained of cervical spine pain with right hip external rotation and during squatting maneuver. period. New paragraph, my opinions relative to permanency will be inserted as marked from my prior report. And that will be the end.